The month of August definitely tested me in terms of mental health. August was rough. The entirety of the month was rough, and especially 2 weeks ago. That was a pretty rough week. I'm back to blue now, which is really great. My life, honestly, right now is just kind of where it was before I went to London. Minus the fact I don't have a crush on my best friend anymore, but I kind of lost all my friends from London, minus a few of them. And I have no roster anymore. My roster completely went away. I am choosing to now focus on myself and my healing journey and pouring my energy back into myself. I wanted to record this starting at 3:33 because my therapist will actually sometimes do tarot readings for me. I'm trying to do a tarot reading for the month. I wanted to start it at 3:33 because I keep getting three cards. My roommate. Yeah, I'll be okay. I'm still happy. My mental health is still fine. I just, on the surface, I'm sad, but underneath of it, I'm still happy. I wish things weren't the way they were right now. I wish things were the way they were back in July. July was a great month. I'm not gonna talk about my personal life on here just because I don't really feel like I need to. And also, it involves real people, and I don't think they want their business shared either. I'll be okay. It's nothing I haven't dealt with before. I've dealt with much worse. My dad died when I was 14, so I've dealt with worse, but it doesn't mean it doesn't still suck, you know? I'll be okay. And I got this. And I know I do. In April, I hit six years clean of self-harm, which is, it does, I don't even really think about it anymore, self-harming, but I also have any thoughts to end my life, which is really great. Especially with borderline, that's quite remarkable. I haven't had any thoughts to be like, oh, do this to make this person regret it. I haven't had any thoughts to do that, which is quite honestly very remarkable for me. I don't know what they're laughing at. I'm gonna go check in, see what the fuck is going on, but that's where I'm at.